tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the fat man, Chef and the fat man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Well, my friends, Gooey Goo, or what was that you call it?
Oozy Goozy.
Oozy Goozy. We're going to find out if Chef Fred's Oozy Goozy is working. Now, when we last left you, Chef Fred, you were whipping together your bechamel. You'd added some things to it. Now you're getting ready to add what?
This is our ham steak that came off the egg.
And you are doing a
geeked up version, an adult version of mac and cheese with ham, boar's head horseradish cheddar cheese. That's very hot.
Set well, she doesn't care.
Yes, she will.
No, she won't. See?
All right. Now, at least we won't hear from her for the next 20 seconds. That was a half a steak. So we're going to dice up this ham. And I like big dices of ham.
Yes, I
don't
so
want
do
no
I.
Little, yeah, no little weenie
pieces. Who wants little nuggets?
Yeah.
I want chunks of ham.
I want manly man portions
That's
of ham.
Right. Why? So, because we are Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. That's why we don't do anything small. There are no weenie portions. It's all about big food, big taste, big flavor, and yes, big calories, baby.
Yes. So we've added some more milk. And now with adding the milk, we're going to bring this up just a little bit to temp.
All right.
Catch it up. And that roux is looking really good. The cheese is in there. It's starting to set up really well. Little splash. Now we're going to take the same pan.
Now this is a macaroni and cheese that you're not going to find anywhere else but in your home.
That's right. Or on chefandthefatman.com because you can pick up all the recipes there.
Yes. Now if you do not, were not able to be here, you can listen to this show on iTunes. I mean, we just got all the information you need to know to make your culinary experiences that much more exciting, Chef Ray.
And if you want to know what a barbecue competition kind of is, go to YouTube. Go to Dillard Barbecue, and you'll be able to see about a two and a half minute clip we did with some characters. We'll call it that and leave it.
And that's what really makes the barbecue so exciting, the barbecue contest, because when you come here, it's literally family. And these guys in the pro circuit, they couldn't be any friendlier. Once they realize you are there to enjoy what they're doing, they become really, really fun.
Oh, they are a blast. And like you were saying beforehand, Thursday, all fun and games. Friday, a little bit of fun, no games. And then Saturday, it's on till after 2 o'clock and everything's turned in and you can take a second and relax. But until that time, it's serious business.
Yes, it is.
For some of them, it's their livelihood.
Yep.
Honey, would Karen allow you to go out on the circuit?
No.
No, that's what I thought too. So, yeah, I asked Linda and she said no. Unless you had a job. And I'm like, well, that would be my job.
No.
Tell you where that went. So, to that now, we're going to add the ham.
So you almost had one get away, but it hung right in there at the end.
Well, it didn't want to disappoint itself.
Yes.
By committing suicide. So we're going to fold this in just a little bit. Nice and thick. Smooth that out. Take some more cheese.
Oh, man.
Got the top. Sorry, you can't have any cheese, honey, because it is spicy cheese. And that would probably light you up. And then to that...
Yeah, you don't want to be responsible for ruining a poor young lady's digestive tract.
Yeah, you don't want to take somebody's breath away with this cheese. Then we're going to dot it with a little bit of panko breadcrumbs right at the top. We're going to go indirect on this one.
Okay.
And we're going to let it go for about 15, 20 minutes. Let's get this in there. Locked up.
Man, I'll tell you, the smells,
Jesus.
The excitement, the fun.
This thing's heavy. Indirect heat, and we're sitting at about 375. We'll adjust that open a little bit, so we'll stay at about the 400 degree mark. So, with that being done, we need to move on, because the next one is a grilled pork loin.
Oh, no, grilled pork loin. That goes well here
you
at a Big
done
Green
with
Egg
your eggs? Contest. Are you done with your eggs? Can I steal one, or are you shutting it down?
I shut them down. But, I mean, they're still hot.
Okay. All right, so we don't waste a little bit of time. Let's get this pork loin. I'll steal the extra large competition egg. This will be a little bit better loin now, I'm thinking. So to this, we'll just dust it with a little bit of Zesty Love Rub. Press it into the meat a little bit. Flip it over. Do the same again. And then we'll take this over to the extra large egg.
Now you're going, this is the first time for you, isn't it, Chef Fred?
What?
To actually cook on a competition egg?
Yes, it is. It is. I feel the power.
I think you're getting a look of, what are you doing to my competition egg?
It won't hurt it, I promise, Mr. Q. Here's a piece of cheese. Oh, nice catch. Let me know if you like that. I got more, and I'll take it away from Kevin. That's the Boar's Head horseradish cheddar. So now we're going to start on the blackberry sauce. And to that, we've got to start our pan. Very simple ingredients to this one. Until ours comes out commercially, use the generic barbecue sauce. Nothing too sweet, because you're going to spice this up just a little bit.
I'm going to give the people in the audience a chance to try a little Boar's Head cheddar cheese.
Horseradish.
Now, that's your audience. This is Boar's Head horseradish cheddar. You probably will never have a kick from a cheese like that.
It's pretty good stuff, I'm thinking.
It really is. And you ought to see the absolutely incredible horseradish cheddar macaroni and cheese we're going to bring out here in a few minutes out of the egg. Ooh, it will absolutely, if you don't like horseradish, you ain't going to like the cheese. One thing's for certain, Chef Fred, that anybody, oh, look at that. Now, there's an octopus balloon, and then there's a balloon hat. And last night, we saw a balloon hat where the balloons were all co-joined.
Nice.
So that the three of them had to walk at the same place at the same time because their balloon heads would come apart.
That is the last thing you would want, is a balloon head to come apart. Of course, I'm thinking with these helicopters flying around, we've probably lost a few of them.
Yes.
So into a pan, medium-high heat, we're going to start cooking down these blackberries. I want them to start releasing their juices a little bit before we add into this barbecue sauce. And until we get ours commercially done, and I didn't have time this week to make ours, I'm going to use some J.D. Diggs, a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, a little bit of Chipotle, and that's it.
That's it?
That's going to be the sauce.
Very now, let simple. Me ask you something. Have you done anything to celebrate National Toasted Marshmallow Day?
I will when I get home.
Oh, yes? What are you going to do?
Actually, I think for the toasted marshmallow, I'm going to get a chicken breast.
Okay.
Butterfly it, slice some marshmallows up, put it in the middle. Just kidding. I saw that look of like, no, chef, that does not sound good.
Well, you know what? It might
no.
not.
No.
Well,
that'd bring a new level to Uzi Goozy.
Yes, it would.
But anyway, yeah, I probably, you know.
You know what I did last year? I fired up my egg.
Yeah.
Took a stick, put a couple marshmallows on it, left the lid open, got it roaring, and I toasted some of the best marshmallows on my egg.
From that natural lump, charcoal you get from the egg. So that's a nice thing.
Woo!
Ah! It's okay.
Oh! I got the wrap. Oh, nice. It's a beautiful thing.
Nice.
Ah! We'll have to recharge it and give you a tour on it.
So the blackberries are starting to release. That's the second time you do something. You release it. Release that. Let it go for just a few minutes before you add the barbecue sauce. Then we'll add the Chipotle hot sauce, the macaroni's Chipotle hot sauce. I wish Crystal would do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a pure entity, though. I would almost hate to screw up Crystal.
That's true.
Because that is my favorite of all, hands down.
And you know, one of the young ones from Boulder City is over there eating some competition barbecue and has the real competition barbecue look, the smear of sauce down the side of his face.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
He's only maybe 5'6", I'm thinking, so he's got it on his arm, too, where he wiped his mouth off.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mom was like, nah, never mind.
Too late.
Too late. So as these start to cook down, they're going to, and if you want to use blackberry preserves.
Can you mash them up a little bit?
You can mash them up a little bit if you want to. You could use blackberry preserves. But fresh right now is one of those great things. So with it being fresh, I think we should go with what's in season. I don't like smooth. I like a little bit chunky. Oh, he's going to pass off the towel. Wow. I just got a new present.
Yes, for a little while.
All righty. Woo!
We take care of our own, don't we?
Yes, we do. So with that cooking, see them starting to smell. They're starting to break down on their own. This year has been a great year for berries.
You know, the wild berries, though, were really small this year.
Really?
Yeah. I went out picking this year.
Yeah.
It was hard.
One of my associates brought me a literal 5-gallon pickle bucket of peaches she picked out of her front yard.
Oh,
they were like softball size.
Oh, yeah. Now,
and
peaches are
so juicy.
I've heard nothing but rave reviews of peaches this year.
Absolutely amazing. So as these start to cook down and release their juices, they're going to break down a little bit, and you can just smash a few of them up against the side. But I want this to be a little bit chunky, a little bit texture. So to that, we're going to add some barbecue sauce, and we'll adjust that accordingly, probably about 2/3. Try not to use, like, the general store-bought. It's got too much sugar in it.
Yes.
Too much fructose, corn syrup. Now, this is our Chipotle Worcestershire sauce combination that I just put in one container. It's easier to transport that way.
And it really doesn't make any difference because you're combining it all anyway.
It's going to get combined anyway. So to that, we'll just stir that in together.
Now, as you said, you do want to have a little chunkiness to it.
I like the texture of this. And like I said, it going on the pork, whether it's pork chops, pork loin. Wow, that's good. We're going to hit it with just a little bit of Zesty Love Rub. That'll finish it off absolutely nicely. Because Zesty Love Rub goes with everything that we've tried it on, except lemons. Doesn't work so well on lemons. But it is what it is. So this cooks down. We'll check on our mac and cheese. See how that's looking. And we're staying right at perfection. Look at that. That's getting there.
Oh, yeah.
We got about 10 minutes on that. Those will be nice. We'll up that just a little bit for the heat and the temperature. Open that bottom just a little bit. And that's the other thing, too. Everybody's like, well, you really can't control temperature on the egg.
Oh, you can control the temperature on the egg fantastically.
And I think you can do it better on the egg than you can on a commercial Weber or gas or anything else. Just because gas is the flow of it.
Yes.
Hot spots, grease, everything else. Clogged lines. I mean, come on. Get with the program. If you're going to get serious about this and treat your family right, then treat yourself to an egg and treat them right.
Well, my friends, if you treat yourself to a Big Green Egg, you are truly treating yourself, because why grill on anything else? It's a waste of time. Just take the time to do it right. If you love your family, if you love those around you, then you get yourself an egg. That ends it all. That says I love you. Christmas is coming up. What a great accoutrement to add to your stocking this year, a Big Green Egg. It may be a little heavy, but you can still get it in there. When we come back, more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life, Chef and a Fat Man, we are taking it to the streets of Kennesaw, Pigs and Peaches, 2009, baby. Oh, my friends, I hope you're having as much fun as we are. I doubt it, but that's okay. You will learn that next time a KCBS barbecue tournament comes to your area, you must go out and check it out, my friends, because you'll get to meet the biggest, the baddest, the best, the people who take barbecuing to an art form, nay, a science. That's what they do. And Chef Fred, you are cooking, and you are wise not to cook barbecue.
Yeah, no, you don't go throwing stones at somebody else's house when you're here.
Oh, no. And this is a heavy-duty house.
This is a big glass house, and let me tell you.
We are with Team Bobby Q, Bobby Cressup, and his crew of daring doers, because... Yes. They dared to come and compete with the best, and now they're in the top 50 and climbing. It's amazing what these guys do. But you know what they really don't see, Chef Fred, is they don't see what happens. You know, we talk about the dinners the night before. We talk about the competition day. But the Friday nights, man, these guys are literally up all night.
They are. And the cool thing, too, is that, you know, it's just... You said a attention to detail. I would have to say a dedication, a passion, unheard of. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, people are like, yeah, I spent 6 hours. But they've spent...
Well, four of them spent the night here in various forms of two cots, a lounge chair, and a regular chair. And they were sleeping on and off while they were checking their grills, making sure the briskets were right, making sure everything was right. And you can't really sleep. Leave us face it. You can't really sleep when you're wondering, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is everything right?
What if?
So these guys spend a ton of money, a ton of time. Prep is forever. The hours that they spend all night long, Friday night before, I mean, it is just, it's amazing. But when it's all said and done and you take home the hardware, it makes it all worthwhile.
You know, it does. And normally, and they change their time for the award ceremony. Today it happens to be 4 o'clock. But from what I understand is it's KCBS, it's 12 o'clock for chicken, 12:30 for ribs, 1 o'clock for shoulder, but and then 1:30 for brisket, and then that's it. When the last one's turned in, you take that deep sigh of relief because it's over, and it's no longer in your hands. You've done everything you can do.
Everything.
You've seasoned it the way you think it needed to be seasoned. You cooked it the way you think it needed to be cooked. You trimmed, you cut, you carved, you presented it the best you know how. And then you still, and you get, you know what? This was probably the best one we've done all year. And you may not place.
That's the way it goes, my friends. But here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, we bring you the highs, the lows, the woes, and the wins. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. We do it each and every week right here on AM 1160, The Talk of the Town. And Chef Fred, the people here at Kennesaw have been absolutely spectacular. You had a big old gator take you out to your car, pick up your stuff, and escort you. And, you know, they always take good care of us.
They really, really do. And the lady was whipping right through and did everything. You know, she's like, where you parked? Because I got here a little bit later than you did. You came in on Friday night, which you normally do, and hang out and enjoy the sup and the hard work from everybody else. Wow, that's a good way to get dissed, Kev. You tried to give these two young ladies beads, and they turned around and walked away on you. Story.
Don't forget the little one.
The little one in the cart. The story of your life. She's got corn. She don't care about no beads. She's got grilled corn.
Who needs no stinking beads? I got corn.
You know, she's got a death grip on that cob. She is not letting
you
go. Has it from cheek to cheek and ear to ear. But
that's what's really neat about this festival.
Exactly. There's so much to be done here. It's just not walking around, looking, sampling. I mean, there's a big line here for Greyhound Rescue. And you know who would benefit from Greyhound Rescue besides the dog?
What's that?
Gary Bushy.
Oh, yes.
You know, after the loss of Boom Boom, his great
and
dog.
And Sam of Just for Fun has just gone by. He's one of the big-time barbecue teams. And I see Sam's got his goodie bag. They're not competing this week. Something about they were intimidated by the last 2 weeks' results of barbecue. I don't know if that was
Wow.
You know.
Sam, I'll have you know that was Kevin throwing down the smack, not any member of barbecue.
No, but Sam's better half, Diane, is taking some time off. And Sam, being the dedicated aficionado and judge that he is, he came and helped out today. And, you know, Sam doesn't get any break. He's either competing or he just came out to hang with the peeps today and he ends up being a judge.
When you're good like that, you're good like that.
Well, that's what happens when you're on the top of your game.
Oh. Here, you turn around and lift that big old honking thing. Now, granted, I know the pan is 5.5 pounds by itself. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And that's loaded for bear.
Yes.
That looks really, really good. So
that is macaroni and cheese with boar's head horseradish cheese and grilled ham steaks.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, that just looks fattening just the smell of it.
It is. Just we're going to let that sit for just a minute. We're going to go ahead and take these pork away from this competition egg because I'm in fear if something bad happens to that egg, I will be cursed forever. We're going to throw it directly on that loin, ramp it down a little bit, and we'll get that starting to sear off because that pork loin is going to go with that blackberry sauce. So, like I said, we'll let that sit for just a minute. We'll start scooping some up. But this is something easy. You can put in there, do ahead of time, have it all ready to go, and then throw it in the egg and forget about it. And everybody thinks, well, my grill, I do steaks and chicken and such. But the egg, I tell you what, I think the best present I've given family is at the holidays, which aren't far away, is that turkey done on the egg.
Start, my friends, start now squirreling the money away so that you can get a big green egg for Christmas because nothing says I love you like a big green egg on December 25th.
And if you've got a big green egg, then you know what? Get some of the accoutrements that go with it to make your experience that much more exceptional.
It is. And, of course, coming up, Eggtoberfest. Of course, it's all sold out, but start making your plans for next year. When we tell you, my friends, when we tell you the tickets are going on sale, we'll give you a heads up. We don't mean to call 3 days after or 4 days after. We're talking, you better call now.
Well, the one guy from Las Vegas called because he moved out there, but he's from Marietta. And he goes, yeah, I called. They went on sale Monday. He goes, I called Wednesday morning. And they were gone. He goes, I don't understand. Well, sir, if you would listen to Chef and the Fat Man or checked us out on iTunes, you would have known. Because they disappear. We told everybody weeks out to listen to the show or go to chefandthefatman.com. We got a link right to the Big Green Egg.
And if you don't do that, then you can go to iTunes and hear all about it.
Yeah. And guess what? If you didn't get your ticket, you'll have to go to iTunes and hear all about it this year. Because you're going to miss out. It's done. Oktoberfest 2009 is Fino.
Now, how long do you keep your, going back to the grilled pork loin with blackberry chipotle sauce, how long are you going to keep that on there?
I'm going to keep it on there till it's about medium rare.
Which is,
I'm looking about 135, 145 probably. Let it get up to 10.
And that's pork?
Huh?
And that's pork you're doing that at?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You live on the edge.
Yeah.
No, I just thought I mentioned
it's got to come up to temperature too, a little more
residual,
yep. You know, but don't think of pork anymore that's got to go to 185, 190, you know, and then, oh, it's a cardboard, because it is, it's overcooked. So we'll check the temperature and such, and, you know, we'll adjust it for people who have a little bit of phobia and fear, but.
And you know, one of the things I see people make the most mistakes with on their sauces is putting it on too early.
Yeah. Anything that's got a fructose, which is 99% of your barbecue sauces, those are going to do a quick burn. I mean, growing up, Dad used to always slap the barbecue sauce on early. You get this beautiful charred black outside chicken. Oh, it's done. And you're like, Dad, this is great. Well, until you learned, it wasn't so great. And it's got to go the last few minutes. And the beautiful thing about the egg is you can be ramping it down, and it can sit in there for 15, 20 minutes. And it will be absolutely perfect because it's not too much heat. That ceramic's going to absorb some of the heat and cook it like a good traditional brick oven.
Well, my friends, if you would like to get recipes like this, all you need to do is go to the Big Green Egg headquarters in Tucker or go to any of a lot of the retailers in Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma, because thanks to RD and the friends at Outdoor Home, they make sure that everything gets set out there, you know, and they make sure that the cookbooks and everything are out there. But these cookbooks that we have, Chef and the Fat Man's Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking, 60 to 70% of the recipes are all egg-friendly. Recipes like you're hearing today are found in the book. It makes cooking so much easier because these recipes tried, true, and the audience has always loved them, and that's what makes it special.
It is, and it, again, very simplistic, and the great thing, too, about our cookbook, I had a lady, she got a cookbook from me, and I told her about it, and she called me about 3 weeks later, and she said, you know the really cool thing I like about it? She goes, there's that big note thing at the bottom of each recipe.
Yep.
That I can add stuff if I did it, and I liked it, or I don't do it, or they did it this way, but I didn't like it. Make it your own. There's no new food out there.
That's right.
And recipes are just the beginning of something.
There was only one original recipe. No one knows what it was.
That's right.
But from that one recipe sprang everything else.
Exactly.
So it's kind of deep and philosophical, but that's what I am. And here on Chef and the Fat Man,
you're deep, all right.
I'm the deep philosophical one on the show. The brains, not the talent.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, see, I knew you would. I was waiting for you to say, oh, no.
There was going to be a little beauty in there, and I was going to get a little worried.
No. I'm all the beauty.
That anyone could ever hope not to see.
Well, I was going to be the beast, but we already know who the beast is. Yeah,
don't talk about Eric Holder like that. That's not nice.
Ooh, throwing him under the bus. I'll remind him. Don't worry.
I'm sure you will.
But anyway, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, today live at Pigs and Peaches 2009 in Kennesaw. It is a KCBS-sanctioned barbecue contest. They've got the backyard division. They've got the professional. And we are with one of the top professional teams in the country, Team Bobbycue. And we are sitting under our Big Green Egg pop-up tent with helicopters buzzing around us.
The only air conditioning out here.
Really is. And you know, sometimes when they go over, I almost appreciate it.
Yeah.
As long as they go upwind.
That's right. See,
now of course, I just said that.
Eagles kept bouncing all around the field, blowing around the tent. Here it comes.
That's it. Holding it down.
Oh, there goes the trash can again.
You know, that recycling container is taking a beating.
It needs to be recycled.
Yes. You know, Chef Fred, it looks like the macaroni and cheese is ready, but you still got another recipe. A grilled chicken breast with a homemade peach salsa. And you know, Chef Fred, I can hardly wait to see the pork loin, but with the cheddar cheese, horseradish, and Mac, you have got something really going on there, I'm sure. Ooh, it's nice and
thick and oozy goozy.
Oozy goozy. It works right here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. When we come back, grilled chicken breast. But before, a special guest. I know you're going to enjoy a very, very special guest. Enjoy it, my friends, on National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
Thank you. that's a lot of fun.
Oh, my friends, the temperature has been hot. The cooking action has been hotter. Chef Fred, they love the mac and cheese. And you know what? The horseradish really doesn't come out as strong as you would think it would.
It doesn't. Not when you've had a chance to cook it down. We've added a little bit more protein in the milk.
Yes.
The ham and such. And it just kind of mellows it out nicely, but it's very cheesy.
Yes. Ham very steak, gooey and gloppy.
Yeah, very oozy-goozy.
That's exactly the way mac and cheese should be. And, of course, you did it on the egg,
Yeah,
which is no surprise.
Pan, you know, and it just, you know, I could get rid of my oven, my stove.
You really can.
You know, for the most part, besides having to boil water for a few things, and I got these propane little burners that are, you know, portable, you could disappear and just, you know, I'd set up three or four eggs. I'm thinking that would be a very great egg dump.
Well, you got one last thing.
Yes.
You have got a chicken breast with a homemade peach salsa.
And this is so simple. It's not even funny. So we got some beautiful chicken breast. Butterfly them if you want. You don't have to. I'm not going to season these because I want that peach salsa to hit it. But I'm going to take them. We're going to put them on the egg. And let them go. The pork. We're about 5-6 minutes away from the pork. We're in good shape with that. And with that, this peach salsa is so, so simple. You're looking at fresh peaches. Don't use frozen. Don't use anything else. Took about 3 or 4 peaches. Cut a little, not on the stem end, but on the blossom end. Take little X and start to peel. Start to peel the skin off the peaches. Then cut around the seed a little bit, and then you're good to go on that. Dice it up. Use a little bit of red bell pepper. Jalapeno. I was a little worried about growing jalapenos this year in the garden, but they worked out beautifully. Not too spicy, but they have a little bit of the heat, but not too much. A little bit of cilantro, or more cilantro. It's entirely up to you. I like a little bit. My wife likes a lot bit. So pretty simple to do on that one. Lime juice, one whole lime. You got to have that acidity in there to go with it. A little bit of honey, a little bit of garlic. Not your normal salsa. Mix all that together. Let it sit overnight. Do it a day ahead of time so it has a chance to combine, marry, get happy. Let that acidity in the lime juice break down the honey a little bit so it's not kind of clumpy and such.
Yes.
And then bring it out about 10 to 15 minutes beforehand. And what we're going to do is that's the salt. And you don't find that in a jar.
No.
You don't find that in a jar. And
that looks good enough to eat just on its own.
It is. It's a really good one. Here, I'm going to give you a taste of this.
I got it. Oh, man.
Fresh is best, especially that peach. You're not going to find that in any jar salsa. You're not going to find it in frozen peaches.
Nope.
Only in fresh, because it's got that still right by the seed thing. And I hope she took all the seeds out. I'm sure she did when she made that for me. But like I said, the chicken on the egg's cooking, the pork, a couple minutes left on that. Our blueberry glaze looking really good. Actually, blackberry glaze, sorry. Blackberry, chipotle, a little bit of barbecue sauce. Looking really good. Ah, tastes delightful. We're going to hit it with a little bit more zesty love rub just to finish it off. Bring it up to temperature. And then with the pork's got just about 3 or 4 minutes left, we'll ramp down the egg, glaze this, and let it go.
Well, my friends, you can't get it any better than you can right here on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, the only live radio cooking show in the world, which takes you and yours on that weekly culinary journey into the excesses and excitement of the culinary world. And Chef Fred, man, you have had some recipes today. That mac and cheese is absolutely incredible. No one would have thunk that horseradish cheddar cheese would taste so good in a mac and cheese.
You know, it doesn't have to be the same old mac and cheese anymore. Not the stuff out of the box or not sitting there with grating cheese. This was chunked up, and I kind of like the chunk. You could grate it if you want to. If you're going to grate it, take the cheese, freeze it for probably about 25, 30 minutes beforehand to get it much harder. Then when you start to grade, it'll be easier to grate and won't break off in your hand, and you won't take your knuckles on the grater blade, which absolutely
hurts
to no end. Oh, it's brutal. I mean, it adds some certain flavor that you can't get anywhere else, but...
And it never heals.
It's always on the knuckle where you bend and everything. But that's what we're looking at as far as that mac and cheese. Mix it up. Maybe a little smoked Gouda. Maybe a little bit of habanero cheddar. Thought about that, but we love this horseradish cheddar, and I use it so many ways, so many things, frittatas, burgers,
just great. You could do this with blue cheese.
Absolutely.
Some beautiful Maytag blue cheese would be wonderful. Mix up your shells. They don't have to be seashells. They could be, you know, these happen to be rotini. It could be rigatoni. It could be whatever you want. Gnocchi. You could do potato with this. It would be absolutely phenomenal. So very, very simple. So let's take a check on that pork loin. And again, not tenderloin, pork loin. So we've got the chicken. We'll go ahead and cook, flip that over. And is there anything, seriously, out of the four food groups that these guys turn in, Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your favorite one?
Well,
is it
to me,
the chicken, the ribs, the shoulder, butt, or the brisket?
I go with the ribs, chicken thighs, brisket, and pork.
See, I'm kind of torn. I mean, I'll go with you on three and four, but as far as one and two go, I could interchange the chicken or the ribs. Those two, because I've never had thighs that good before, nor the ribs. Absolutely wonderful. So we could go, we could alternate one or two, I think, go with those. But three or four, I'm right there with you. Brisket, I've never had brisket that good before.
No.
Absolutely not. And the little candied ends are absolutely wonderful. So while this is starting to rest, we're going to take a little bit of this Chipotle blackberry glaze.
As soon as the show is over, I'm heading over to the Texas Tornado.
Yes. I think I might join you. I need a really large ice cold Diet Coca-Cola. That would be quite nice. A beautiful thing here, too, during these KCBS. First one we've had with a helicopter.
Hope it's the last one.
Huh?
Hope it's the last one.
Well, I hope so. But there's so many things to do with the families. I think this is probably one of the best turnouts at one of these events we've seen because it's more than just the barbecue.
Right.
It's centered around the barbecue, but there's people who make homemade dog biscuits, fish fries,
yep.
Greyhound Rescue. There's people for Comcast, air conditioning units.
Comfort Suites was here, and they gave me a room last night at a really reasonable rate on a brand new Comfort Suites.
Nice.
Oh, my God, what a beautiful place.
Really?
Oh, and at a rate better than most of the hotels around here. And it was right up there with some of the nicest hotels we stayed in.
Wow.
And it was great. They had an indoor pool, indoor exercise facility.
Did you hit that?
A little bit this morning.
Good.
And then they had, let's see, what else did they have? They had a big full breakfast in the morning.
I heard the bathrooms were spectacular.
Oh, the bathrooms rocked. They had the bowl on top of the counter.
Nice.
I mean, they had all the latest fixtures. The shower actually spit consistent water. Now, it's not a Hans Grohe rain dance shower head, but it's pretty close. Chef Fred, you rock the house again. You started today with a blackened ribeye.
Very simple. Chef and the Fat Man, zesty love rub, a great ribeye. Pull the meat out about 30, 45 minutes. Dust it a few times with it. Get that skillet blazing hot. 20 minutes on the egg, wide open. A little bit of butter on there. Get a nice char. Get that blackening flavor. 2 minutes aside, pull it off, let it rest, slice, dice, and enjoy.
Then you did a boar's head mac and cheese with grilled ham steak.
You know, there's too many steps to that, but let me tell you, we're going to make a quick bechamel, which is a roux with milk. Then we're going to add in the horseradish cheddar, whip that together, add some grilled ham steak, our pasta that we cooked down, folded it all together, put some panko breadcrumbs on top, put it back in the egg for about 15, 20, 25 minutes, about 350, 375, let it go. We're good to go.
And you followed it up with a grilled pork loin with blackberry chipotle sauce.
This is probably going to be the best pork loin I've ever done because I got to do it on Bobby Q's team competition egg, so it's got a little bit better flavor.
But you had too much class to put the sauce on.
No, I had too much sense. There's
yes.
a difference. If they weren't looking, I would have sauced. No, I wouldn't have.
You lie.
You don't mess with a man's egg, especially a competition
egg.
Time. So we finished it up on our egg. We've glazed it. Great flavors on that, letting it rest right now, and then we'll start slicing it. Very simple. The blackberry chipotle sauce, go to chefandthefatman.com. Get the recipe there. It's going to blow your mind.
A grilled chicken breast with a peach, homemade peach, fresh peach salsa.
Absolutely. Homemade fresh peach salsa. We've got some cilantro, lime juice, fresh peaches, of course, garlic, a little bit of jalapeno in there, a little bit of red pepper for color, a little bit of finely diced onion. Fold it all together. That lime juice is going to pull some of the juice out of the peach. So it's going to be nice and juicy, but it's still got some crunch and consistency. That's what you look for. I don't like smooth, smooth salsas.
So many people to thank for making this show possible. To the fabulous team, Bobby Q, Bobby, Tom, and Charlie, Executive Chef Fred Genovese. As always, to our incredible keeper of the dial, she who must be obeyed, Karen Jenkins, to Michelle Watson, who helped arrange everything for us and make sure that our trip here was just a little bit smoother. Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs has been proudly presented by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking vessel.
And why not suck it up and take one for the family? It is the Culinary Prep, the ultimate device to help your marinating needs and make your food taste better. And by the Georgia USO. They help make our troops feel a little more like home, even though they are thousands of miles away. Why not support our troops today through a generous donation through the Georgia USO? It's a gift that our troops aren't likely to forget. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons why we continue to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
So, my friends, before we extinguish the flames of the mobile kitchens of Chef and the Fat Man, we please remind you to remember our friends in New Orleans. Let's continue to flow those all-important tourist bucks down there, my friends, as they are truly the soul of America. New Orleans is back and waiting for you with open arms, baby. Till next week, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Be safe. And remember, it is National Toasted Marshmallow Day. So, what the heck? Grab a stick, grab some marshmallows, take the family out, and fire one up for the kids. Don't forget, we'll be at the Atlanta Barbecue Festival on September 12th. September 18th, we'll be at Dollywood. I wish Dolly was there, but we can't be all that fortunate all the time. And then on September 25th, we'll be smoking in the Ozarks at Outdoor Home in Springfield, Missouri, Egg Fest 09. We sure appreciate y'all being here, everyone. Have a good week. Have a safe week. God bless, and we'll see y'all next week. Chef and the Mat Man signing off from Pigs and Peaches 2009, baby.